Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
What's up, Ted?
Migsy.
It's time to call me by my hockey name.
I was doing it all weekend.
I realize sometimes, too, though, that like that's just like a donkey thing. Most people don't call you Migsy.
No. And honestly, like, a lot of the donkey guys just call me Steve.
Oh, do they? Maybe it's just me. I've adopted the hockey name.
I love it. Like, what's it, Mitch that we've had on from Mitch Levy that does sometimes our reports on the mornings. Like, he's a sports guy, obviously. So he always calls me Migsy. And there's so many texters are like, dude, does that piss you off when Mitch calls you Migsy? I'm like, no. Like, I feel like I'm back in a hockey locker room growing up because that was the nickname.
Yeah, it's a sports thing. Like, yeah. As many locker rooms I walked into, like, I was just Smitty.
Yeah.
And like when you're a kid, you're like, why am I? And then I realized, like, oh, that's just what sports guys call anybody with the last name Smith.
Anything that has, if there's a way to add a Y to your name, to your nickname, whatever it may be, like if your last name's Jones, your nickname is longer than your actual last name because now you're Jonesy.
Of course.
Right. It's just like, okay, like I have a buddy, Lloyd Shaw, who used to play for the T-Birds.
All right.
I don't know the last time I called him Lloyd. I'm like, hey, what's up, Shawzy? Like, that's just, you know, it's like, it's just how it is. Like, another former guy that used to play around here in Tacoma, Jamie Butt, and now his son, actually Dawson, who played with Everett, actually just got signed to a team in Italy. How cool is that?
Nice.
So he's going to go play hockey in Italy. He's pumped. But, you know, they're Butter. Like, it's not even, I don't know why, but, like, they're not Butt. You know, it's like, sometimes your last name would be the perfect, nickname's supposed to be shortened of your name, but now we've added more to it in the locker room.
Yeah, like my cousin Christina, she was an awesome softball player, right? Now she's a teacher, an adult, has her own children, but some of her friends still call her Bubba.
Yeah.
Because that was just her nickname when she was a catcher and used to hit bombs.
Well, it's like Lulu. Her nickname's Bubby.
Yeah.
Or Bubba. You know, and then now we got our child, Tatum, who her nickname's Tots because it was Tater Tot. Now it's just Tots.
Well, that's like Jesse.
And Tater Tot called Lulu Bubby.
Yeah. That's like Jesse and Jamie's daughter is Frances.
Frankie.
But I just call her Frank. I'm like, Frank, come on, Frank. And then somebody's like, does anybody else call her that? I was like, I think Jamie does. I don't know. She answers to it.
Yeah. That's our thing then.
Right.
Yeah. Nicknames are funny, though, how that all works out. And now my wrestler buddies are now starting to call me Migsy, which I think is it's funny. Like, because it started with Ravenous Randy Myers, you know, Randy, the Defy champion. One time in the ring, he called me Migsy Poo. and so then they go rooms go Migsy Poo, and I thought it was hilarious. But now they've now obviously it was like that went on for like a half a second, but that was just too long. So now everyone's just calling me Migsy, and I'm like, that's just funny how you guys had no idea that's my nickname in the world of hockey, but now it's become my nickname in wrestling, but for a completely different way and reason.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'm sure it happens in a lot of circles, but that's definitely a sports thing.
100%.
Like you just get nicknames before you know them,
and they stick.
Yo, for sure.
Yeah, I think about like Gibbs from the Donkeys, Gibbsy.
Yeah, I was just about to say, there's some of the Donkeys that I feel bad saying this. Like, I'm not positive of their first names.
There was a good like season where I didn't know everybody on our team's names. Like, I just knew them from their last name
right.
or their nickname. I was just like, wait, his name's Chris? Chris? I didn't know that. Tackler, for instance. I had no idea his first name was Chris.
Right, you're right. Tackle's a prime example.
Right.
I sat in a hot tub and ate a breakfast burrito with the man.
Greatest guy in the world.
I'm not sure I knew his first name until you just said it.
It was either Tackler or Tack, you called him. It's just like, what's up, Tack? Or what's up, Tackler?
Yeah, I was down your way, and I was just like, oh, yeah, this reminds me of Migsy. And then they were like, what? I was like, Steve Migs.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah.
It's Migsy and Smitty.
Then I have some other friends that have a small dog, and I forget his name, but Sean and I insist on we put a Igzy on the back of the dog's name, and the guy's like, why do you call him that? Like, I don't know, he plays sports or something, right? What is he, 10 pounds?
Man, I don't know about you, but today's an exciting day, Ted. I know we'll talk about probably a bunch of other things in sports, but that's all that I think about all day today.
I have seen more Kraken gear today. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a Seahawks Friday before a big game.
Dude, it's been like that for a while, too, seeing so many people rocking Kraken gear. But seeing so many people wearing it today, it does feel like a Seahawks thing. This team is going to be huge in this town.
And I'm on Capitol Hill, which isn't exactly the sports hotbed of the city.
Right, but everyone's just embraced the logo.
Everybody I passed, whether they were walking dogs, going for a jog, I was like, Son of a bitch, I need to buy some gear.
Yeah, you do. You got to get on
real.
Yeah, you got to get on it, man. Well, I mean, soon the jerseys will be for sale. That's September 15th.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm wearing Kraken gear all week just because I'm just so pumped for this today. So I want to get your opinion on this because it's just like all over the internet right now. Lots of the players' names have been announced. Not announced officially, but reporters and other outlets are saying this guy signed with the Kraken, therefore he's definitely going to be the guy that the team, like Dreger, Chris Dreger is the goalie for Florida, but he's already signed a deal with the Kraken for 3 years. A couple other guys, Adam Larson, who used to play with the Devils, great defenseman, used to play also with Edmonton, just signed a 4-year deal with the Kraken. So, okay, he's going to be the Edmonton pick. And so that keeps happening. And then there's just people like, rumor has it they're going to go with this guy, you know, Susie from Minnesota. I'm like, yes, I'm getting pumped and pumped and pumped. Then I'm looking on Twitter, and some people are like, dude, you're spoiling it. I thought the whole thing was supposed to happen at 5. So there's like two camps of people like me that are just like, keep giving me the information. I don't care. I'm still going to watch the show at 5, and I get to see all the pomp and circumstance. And plus, trades are going to happen. You never know what's going to happen today. And then there's the people that are just like, why couldn't we wait till 5? Like they're treating this like a Marvel cinematic movie.
So here's the deal. The sports reporters are caught in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Because it's their job to get information out as soon as they get it.
Right.
Now, are the deals signed or are they just saying reportedly supposed to be signed?
Some, I'd say 95% of the names that have come out are, it looks like they're going with, sources tell me that they're going with. So
right,
it's so, that.
Yeah, see, I think that's fine.
And then there's been a couple where it's like ESPN reports that Adam Larson signed a 4-year deal for $16 million. So it's $4 million a year.
Plus, this is just different than a normal draft.
Yes.
You know, I mean, even in the NFL draft, basically, you know who the first whatever picks are going to be.
I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah, and there's no way. There's too many people involved.
Yep.
Whether it's the player, his agent, his camp, then you have the Kraken people. Like, you know, you're talking hundreds of people involved in this stuff. Like, people are excited. Somebody's going to tell somebody.
The fish at the Pike Place Market, they're giving out names. I mean, I don't know if you saw that
every
yesterday.
Every time they tossed a fish.
Did you see that yesterday?
I did not.
Oh, so great. Somebody filmed what looked like was obviously being filmed for the special that's going to air today at 5 on ESPN2. And it's Kevin Weeks, who works with ESPN2. He's in town. He's with one of the fishmonger guys that are tossing the fish over at Pike Place Market. And the way they were going to announce one of the players' names was the guy catches the fish that works at Pike Place, pulls the name out of the fish's mouth, and says, it's this guy. And it was the guy, the name they came out with was Kerfoot from Toronto. Then all of a sudden, somebody had video footage of this. Like, someone filmed them filming this.
Right.
So they shared it, and like, dude, we know who they're going with now a day in advance. And so that was spreading like crazy. Kraken responded to the video saying, we did 5 different takes of this, guys. You know, because people were losing their minds. And then there's rumors that they're going with a different guy from Toronto. I mean, by this point, you're listening to it. They probably already announced it. But it's been it was kind of funny yesterday. That
and people are still going to watch it.
I'm still watching
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody that's even bitching, like, you're still going to watch it. I will say, credit or in all fairness, when I came in, I just said to Steve, I go, did this already happen? And he's like, no, it's happening later. Because my whole Twitter feed is just blown up
with
Kraken news.
Yeah. It's insane. And it's funny, like the Carey Price one was a big one. Like, people were wondering if they're going to go with Montreal's goaltender, Carey Price, which was left unprotected. That was, like, the big sexy name in it. Looks like they're not going to, which makes sense. But it was kind of fun to think about. But some people were maybe like, dude, that was like the one big anticipation I was looking forward to. Now you just spoiled it. And I'm like, if you're afraid of being spoiled, stay away from Twitter.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You could stay off social media.
Right. Unless your job is working for Twitter, there's no reason why you're on Twitter if you're afraid of something being spoiled. Like, when I DVR a Seahawks game, I do not go anywhere near my phone. Not for Twitter, not for text messages, not for anything. Because I know there's a very good chance that it's going to get spoiled.
Yeah, that's a good call. Because, like, sometimes I'll do it for F1, but, like, you're right. I can't even check text messages because I have enough people I know that watch it that'll be like, did you see this? Did you see that?
So, for right now, what I do know from the players that I've seen that they're, you know, rumor has it they're picking, it sounds like they're going with, like, just big, beefy dudes.
Yeah.
I know. Like, there's, like, 4 different defensemen that I think are, like, over 6'5", 230 pounds.
It would be kind of cool because people think of Seattle as this or that and the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast.
Right.
I would love that the attitude of the team is just like brutalizing. We're going to hit you.
Like the Broad Street Bullies,
right.
But now we're the first F and you fighters.
You should get, what's the guy from the Capitals everybody hates unless he plays for your team?
Tom
Wilson.
Wilson, yes. Right?
Yeah, you get like a Tom Wilson in there, it changes your team.
They got one guy that's like, I can't remember his name, but like he was like fighting like a Chara, and like he's like 6'5 or 6'7. Like, it's just, it sounds like the defense at least is going to be really freaking tough and aggressive, which I'm all about.
I like it.
Yeah, dude, you're right. I think the identity of us being just like this ballsy, we're going to beat you down kind of thing. And I heard the latest thing that came out was it looks like their first game is going to be in Vegas, home opener against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. I can't wait to go to a game.
I feel like we got to go to Vegas.
What's the date?
I don't know. Sometime in October.
All right.
Oh, we'll definitely have to go to a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our buddy Stevie Shannon hit us up on email, just said, hey, hope I get you guys get this before the MegaCast. It's been a while, but can we please have a gathering to watch a Kraken game? I just want to watch hockey with someone that I know that knows what's going on, from Stevie the Packers fan. Hashtag release the Kraken. That would be fun if we did like a MegaCast watch party when the season starts.
Yes, if we can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knows? Who knows where the world's going to be?
Right. I'm like, if we can do it.
I hope it's not going to be over Zoom.
Right. Like, all right. I'd like to throw a V podcast get together for like right now. Like, I'm not sure what we can and can't do.
Yeah, it might be until like, well, maybe the second half of the season.
I was going to say, right? It's a long season.
We'll give you one half of the season, Stevie, to get acclimated. And then after the All-Star break, we'll all get together. And then you can come to us with questions.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today, Steve, remind people, know your leaders. You know, like, some people, how should I phrase this? You can have people that are in charge. They're not necessarily leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a crack on them, but they're not. And you should know what your leaders, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're following somebody and you're like, I like this leader, this and that, like, what are they about?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Are you just blindly following them because you agree with them on one or two things? Like, know who they are. Like, are they smart? Do they know what they're saying? Or are they just good at this one aspect of something? And that's okay, because you need those people too. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, maybe it's a, I don't know, there's plenty of companies where somebody's just kind of born into it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they're in charge. You know, you got to look at these things sometimes. Maybe people win elected offices because they ran unopposed, right?
Or someone's dead and they didn't realize it.
Right. I mean, these things happen. So I'm just saying, like, just, you know, before you blindly follow people, know they. And then also, too, I mean, I could speak from sports. There's some coaches and leaders that you'll get along with and some you won't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. People have different rules, you know, things are going about it, but I'm just saying, I don't know. You just see a lot of stuff and people are like, this is my guy, or this is my, and I'm just like, do you even know what this person's about?
And then sometimes your guy, then like 5 months later is caught up in some crazy like story and you're like, I would never, like, I'm not aligned with that guy. And it's like, well, man, the writing was on the wall, you know?
Right.
So sometimes, yeah, you blindly go with someone just because they agree with something in your life, but then you don't think about all the other stuff, the bigger picture.
Yeah, and a lot of times looks can have a lot to do with it, too.
Yes.
You know, like, it's just,
I don't know. I'll follow any hot blonde.
Right? Or you see some good-looking rip dude, and it's like, you know, giving you advice or this and that. It's like, great, okay, I'll take gym advice from him, but I don't know that I need to take the other advice from him just because he looks like he has his ass together.
But he's living in a van down by the river. I probably shouldn't take financial advice from that guy.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of knowing our leaders, not to go back to the Kraken, but rumor has it they're going to be taking Calgary's captain in the expansion draft, Mark Giordano, which is nuts that he was even left exposed.
How is he left unprotected?
I think they were hoping, because he has a high contract and he's old, that they were hoping that maybe he would, and you know, you want to protect some of the younger guys, so sometimes you have to make that tough decision. And I think they were probably hoping that maybe he wouldn't be picked, or they were going to work a deal. I heard there was rumors that they were trying to work a deal with the Kraken, like, hey, take this guy instead, and we'll give you a draft pick, whatever that may be. I'm happy if the rumors are true and they grab that guy, because he's a stud. Just a couple years, even though he's older, he's like in his 30s. 2 years ago, I think he was the Norris Trophy champion, winner for best defenseman. And all the stories I'm hearing about this guy, he's a freak of nature when it comes to his physical well-being. So I think even though he's older, he's going to be just as good.
Yeah.
And, well, he's a captain. So, I mean, right there, you have a guy that's a born leader.
All right, there's another prime example, too. Sometimes the best player on your team doesn't get to wear the C.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's somebody else on the team who's actually the captain doing the leading.
It's always interesting when you see, like, that star player that everyone talks about, and he has an A. Because in hockey, you have the captain, and then you have two assistant captains in case the captain can't perform captain duties during the game. Or if he's not able to play, then one of the assistants is the guy that deals with the referee whenever there's like a questionable dispute or whatever it may be. But when you see like the superstar player and he has the A, you're like, that's probably just for PR purposes. Like they gave him the A because
he's,
you can't insult the greatest player of your team.
Well, it's like, look, it's like football.
Yep.
Like the quarterback always gets to be like one of the captains.
Right.
But a lot of times that quarterback is not the leader of that team.
Yeah,
he's running the offense and everything, but like, you know what I mean? Like let's look at the Ravens years ago. Like that's Ray Lewis's team.
If you see a quarterback without the captaincy, you're like, what's up with that? Kind of thing. All right, why don't we take a super quick break? We're only going to be able to do a quick segment after this, but we have bills to pay. But when we come back, we'll get into the world of sports because we haven't talked about sports yet.
No, not at all.
No. When the MegaCast returns.
Oh, thank goodness. These two idiots finally stopped talking. The MegaCast will unfortunately be back.
Introducing the most provocative and inviting breakfast cereal, Porn Flakes. They're perfect for breakfast in bed, where you'll get a mouthful in every bite. Sweet and crunchy flakes that stay hard even when wet. Warning, some servings are bigger than others. Porn Flakes. So good, you'll want to add your own milk. So fill your hole with a bowl. You'll find it impossible not to swallow. And just 69 calories per serving. Now with a nutty taste you'll really want to munch on. Porn Flakes. They're great. New from General Mills.
One of these two dicks just farted. Oh, that's not their ass. It's their overall existence that stinks. The MegaCast is back.
Can I do a quick segment, an unplanned segment?
All right, let's do it, Steve.
All right. I don't know what it would be called, if it could be like Steve's PSA or Steve just bitching about people that bitch about things. But like, I saw this on Twitter, and one of my buddies put up something, and it was like, it wasn't like a fun tweet. It wasn't like a woe is me tweet, but it was like a serious tweet.
Okay.
And at one point he said something like, you know, hopefully we'll get to hang out again too, or something like that, like where the word would be spelled T-O-O. That's just whatever. I can't remember the tweet, but it was a couple of weeks ago. Somebody on the Twitter, of course, decided, like someone who must be a fan of this person because he's a public figure. Someone got on there and it's just like, hate to be that guy, but in that context, it's T-O-O, not T-O. Love you, man. And it took me everything in my power just to write the guy and be like, no, you want to be that guy.
You are being that guy.
Right. If you preface something by saying, I hate to be that guy, and then still say it, you are that guy. If you don't want to be that guy, then don't be that guy and don't say anything and just shut the F up. Like nothing you said right there makes anything better.
It's like the I'm just being honest guy. It's like, right, no. You're insulting somebody.
Right.
And you're insulting me. I didn't ask you.
No.
I didn't ask you a question. So you're not being honest. You're just being a D.
Right. That's what I mean. I was like, hate to be that guy. No, you are that guy.
And it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. And you know what?
There's so many studies now that are like, yeah, some people are bad spellers, like this and that. And it's like, there's no equivalent between your grammar skills and your intelligence.
And it's freaking Twitter. There's no edit button. Quite possibly, he did mean to spell it properly. But in the moment, I've done this. I'm sure you've done this too. You put out a tweet and then you go back to you like, oh my God, I forgot the most important part of my tweet.
Yeah.
And I have to delete it or just accept that. It looks like a stupid tweet. I don't need someone being like, I hate to be that guy. But the word, the tweet that you put out that I fully comprehended would have been better if you spelled it right. Like, shut the F up, you
Nimrod. Right.
Like, you are that guy and you suck. That's my PSA. Sorry.
Spanning the globe.
Gotta figure out a name for this thing.
Steve bitching about people who bitch about people.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World.
Really do.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
And I know I just just opened up the floodgates now. I'm going to get a bunch of people who listen to this podcast. They're going to be like, starting off a sentence with, Steve, I hate to be that guy. And then my heart's going to sink. And they're like, oh, I just listened to the podcast. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Well, that'll be funny.
No, I know. I've had that happen before where I bitch about something and somebody instantly does that. And as I keep reading, I'm like, oh, you got me. You son of a bitch. You got me.
First of all, in the wide world of sports, this Saturday, I will be back at the Emerald Queen Casino, the brand new I-5 showroom. Cage Sport MMA is back.
Yes.
There's still tickets available. Show starts at 7, doors at 6. I usually walk down the ramp with ring card girls. I don't know.
Will you be socially distant from the ring card girls?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Are going to grab you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I don't even know where the ring's going to be because I haven't seen the room. Is it up on the stage? Is it down on the floor? Could be. It's going to be an exciting night. And I think they got like 5 or 6 debuts, which is always interesting when you see somebody that's never fought pro. I mean, they have amateur fights, but you just never know.
My favorites, whenever I would go to the fights over Emerald Queen and just in general, like are the person who's like fresh from being an amateur that.
Yeah, debuts.
Or one of their, or still kind of an, because it's like, I mean, part form is good there. Like you are seeing a good MMA fight, but then it's also teetering on a straight up street fight. And yeah. I love that because it's like once they get punched in the face, it's almost like they forgot everything that they learned and they just turn into like street fight mode. And there's just something very savage about that.
It is. And it's tough.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was Gary Crow years ago. We were watching the fights. He just leans over. He goes, I love a debut.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, he is right.
It's so true, man. There's just such an intensity to those fights.
Yeah. Let's see. First, we'll start with F1. Sorry, Max. You suck.
Dude, I hear more and more people talking about F1, and I feel like I actually know what's going on because of your reports here on the MegaCast.
So, Lewis Hamilton may or may not have bumped him into a wall and wrecked his car. Look, I'm not a Lewis or a Max fan, but I prefer Lewis much more over Max. That was Lewis's right away. Max should have gave him the lane. I'll leave it at that. Sounders finally lost.
Yeah.
Hey, they got a bunch of injuries. They fought their ass off. That's fine.
But they have to have a bunch of injuries right around the time where they have a bunch of games to play.
Yeah, but it's also like we're getting into like we're still in July into August. This is okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is generally sometimes the Sounders do this. Like you start off on fire, then you kind of hit August and you hit a little lull.
Yeah, they couldn't win forever.
Right. It'll be okay.
So as long as their last game is a win, that's all that matters.
She's almost cursed. Let's see. We got the hockey draft tonight. And then look, the big deal is that the NBA title was won last night by the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis. I mean, Giannis is a legend.
How do you pronounce that last name?
I'm not positive, okay. So I'm like Scott Van Pelt. I'm sticking with Giannis.
Joe knows how to pronounce it. He's a big basketball fan.
All right.
And he corrects me every time, and I'm like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just can't pronounce it. I hear it in my head. I just can't get it out of my mouth.
So he's Nigerian, and his parents immigrated to Greece. So it's a Nigerian name, but the letters and the languages are different. So they had to add in other letters to get the Greek people to pronounce it like his Nigerian.
Really?
Name. Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
What a trip.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like,
I like that guy, though.
Oh, yeah. Did you see what Giannis did this morning?
No.
Okay. So last night, game 6, he drops 50 points. So in basketball terms, you know, you got a 10-piece, you got a 20-piece, right? Kind of like chicken, but you're talking about the amount of points you scored. So this morning, he goes to Chick-fil-A, and he's like, I want 50 nuggets, not 49, not 51, 50 nuggets. And I was like, legend. But also, he's so like kind of almost like innocent still. He's still calling them McNuggets. So like, because he's
not McNuggets?
Well, not a Chick-fil-A. There's nuggets.
Okay, you're right.
But we're so used to just anything in a nugget form calling them McNuggets. You know what I mean?
I've done that at Burger King.
Yeah.
Where I was like, can I get something piece McNuggets? And they're like, you mean the 5-piece nuggets?
Right.
Yes.
And it's weird. Because you would never, like, you wouldn't go to Burger King and order a Big Mac unless you're trying to be a smartass. But McNuggets is so grained and all. When you think nuggets, that's the first thing. Because as kids, let's be honest, like, that's the only place you got nuggets.
That they were the OG. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. You know, to tweet in, I hate to be that guy, Steve, but it was actually Wendy's. I think Chicken McNuggets were the first to do like that kind of form of a chicken nugget.
Right. And then because Burger King always had the weird little tenders.
Yes.
Right.
Which I actually really liked.
I like those two.
Yeah.
They had a different barbecue sauce or sweet and sour.
I like their sweet and sour as well.
Right. And then after a while, like Wendy's showed up. I like, actually, look, I like nuggets in general.
I have not had a bad nugget. And you're the one who turned me on to the Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yeah.
Those are phenomenal.
I mean, look, right. Steve and I are old. When we were kids, folks. First
Back
of all,
in the day,
McNuggets still had dark meat in them.
Yep.
And it was only around Christmas you could get the all white meat.
And sometimes there's just questionable meat in them.
There
you
is.
Still ate it. So, you know what? You didn't even look.
But just
dip it in the sauce and just put it in your mouth.
We went to McDonald's for nuggets, or you ate terrible nuggets at your grade school.
Oh. I don't even know if there was chicken inside of those.
Oh.
I think it was just the batter.
Yeah, I won't mention the brand, but there is one store-bought brand that to me is just the worst. Like, you bite into the nugget, it's like, what? There's nothing in here.
Right. It's just like they just forgot the chicken part of the chicken nugget.
I can't spell. I was going to show you the brand, but I can't spell.
I'm trying to see.
That's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where that... Oh, I'll turn off the mics. Yes, and that is a tough word to spell.
Did people hear me, or was that just us?
I think that was just us.
Okay.
I'll double check at 25.
Yeah, I don't understand, but like...
And it's a tough word to spell, I agree.
All right. I think I missed a whole letter. Yeah, there's a lot of nuggets out there, but those ones, I'm just like, you know what? I'd rather just not have nuggets tonight.
Hey, did you see the press conference? What was it, with Chris Paul?
After the game?
Yes.
I did. You know me, man. I got done my podcast and watched all the post-game coverage.
The question that Rachel Nichols asked him.
How does it feel?
Here.
Go ahead, Rachel.
What does it feel like?
I feel like we just lost. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
That yeah at the end is so
See, I
awkward.
Go back and forth with this. Like, when she asked it, I didn't think it was that crazy. But then also, when you think about it, what's he supposed to say? Like, I don't know, this is like the death of my cat? Right? Like, right?
He would have said that.
But he just lost the NBA Finals again. So, right, like, I'm not, I don't know. Is it better if he just goes, I feel awful, I want to hide under a rock?
Right.
Like, I don't know what he's supposed to say.
I think it's just the way she asked the question.
Well, she's also, like, basically persona non grata now.
Yeah, she's not very popular these days.
Oh, my God.
No, and this doesn't help.
I mean, look, I'm not even going to claim she's a TERF anymore. I like Rachel Nichols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think, though, like, there would be a little bit of, like, a, hey, it was a great series, a great run for you guys. Obviously didn't end the way that you hoped. How do you feel after this, looking back on the series and in the postseason? How do you feel? Something, you know what I mean? Like... how do you feel? I feel like ass. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, like, I know Cam Newton got in a bunch of trouble years ago after the Super Bowl. Like, I'm not positive. Like, if it's like game, if you lose a game in the series, there's still a chance to win. Like, I don't know what we're going to get out of making them do the press conference.
I hate watching the loser press conferences or the loser interviews after a series is done.
Right, like, you
when
go to the locker
room.
Still
going, very interesting.
Correct.
There's a lot more to be talked about.
And I get talking to the coach.
Oh, I even hate those when they're outside the locker room and it's just dead quiet.
Those I don't mind.
Well, it was a good run. And
did you hear the Suns coach last night?
No.
So he was talking about how hard it is, and he kind of pauses, and you can hear everybody in the background just going nuts. Oh. And he's like almost crying. He's like, it's really tough.
And they're all spraying each other with alcohol in the locker dressing room.
Well, they have
nearby.
The step and repeat behind them. It's so loud behind the door. You can hear all the Suns people celebrating. Oh. I'm just like, oh my God, this is gut wrenching.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. We got to get running.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Spokane on Saturday, so if you live in the Spokane area, shout out to the Mega Babes.
Oh, nice.
They sent me a message and said that there's now seven of them. Not seven Mega Babes, but seven of their crew.
Oh, so they'll be, I was like, they picked up five friends?
They'll be Mega Bros, Mega Kids, and the Mega Babes.
It's a Mega Family.
The Mega Family is showing up, which I'm very, that's awesome. Like, the fact that I don't even, like, we don't reach Spokane and, like, you know, I'm wrestling there. I think it's awesome that Relentless Pro Wrestling gives me an opportunity. But now that I'm able to say I'm selling tickets for them, like, that's a feather in the cap. So the Mega Babes coming in strong for me, making me look good in the eyes of Relentless Pro Wrestling. So I'm going to be there wrestling Max Burnside. He's a stoner, and I'm going to teach him a thing or two about pain. So he better up his CBD in his joints. I don't know.
I'll be at Dan McQueen Casino. I'd like to see any babes.
Any babes. The mega babes, the ultra babes, the casual babes, the not-so-quite babes. Any babes.
Yeah.
And we'll be up there in, with Lion Pride party buses. Rich. Rich is going to be taking
us. Rich is back in action.
Rich is going to be driving 10 professional wrestlers. His only caveat said, he's like, I want a picture of all of you guys in your wrestling gear. Mm. And I was like, yeah, of course we can do that, Rich.
Yeah.
We'll hold you. Like, okay, maybe we won't do that. That would be really weird.
Just like, what do you call that when you start out and you just have your hand behind the other dude's neck?
Oh, collar and elbow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, you should just have a picture like that with
him. I was thinking more like he's like, you know, like the bikini babes that like...
Oh, everybody's holding
them. Everyone's arms are out and they're laid across you. That?
No.
No?
I mean, no, because I know he will take that picture. And he's a tall enough man that you can all have a
part of. And he'll share it. He'll put it everywhere. He'll put it on the Lion Pride Party Bus page.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
So if you're in the Spokane area, just type in Relentless Pro Wrestling in Facebook. You can figure out how to get tickets and all that. And you want to come out. It's actually at a really cool cider house that's in Liberty Lake. So it's a little bit further than Spokane, but like right by Spokane.
All right.
But it's a sweet spot. And it's good ciders, everything. It's going to be a blast. Good pretzels as well.
Do me a favor. Since you're riding on the bus, will you drink a damn cider this time?
Yes.
When you're done?
I am.
All right.
In fact, I wanted a dude. Let me just see. Hold on a second. Sorry. I know we got to get going. Kevin, who lives in that area, and he comes to a lot of our wrestling shows. Awesome dude. He goes, hey, since the event's on Saturday, and it's at a cidery, my brother-in-law does business with them, and he talked about putting one of his beers on for the event, and it's going to be called Middle Finger for Migs.
Oh, jeez. I like it.
I will definitely drink that. So when I find out if that actually happens, I'll be sure to let you know.
All right, good.
So if you're at the show, look for the Middle Finger for Migs. There might be a beer there for that. I don't know.
Yeah. Beat that stoner, Steve.
I'm gonna crush him.
Yeah. Yeah. Ash him.
Yeah. I'm going to grind him.
All right.
And smoke him.
You should call a move the Keef.
Yeah. Gonna give him the Keef.
Gonna get him the Keef box.
Yeah, instead of the cravat, it's the Keef vot.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Yeah.